Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, broadcasting from our Sioux Falls studios in Uptown Sioux Falls. And joining me now from our Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City is Dr. Jennifer Benning. She's the Associate Professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Also a leader of the engineering and science projects and community service projects called EPICS. Dr. Benning, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello, thank you.
Well, so you are the featured speaker at the STEAM Cafe on Tuesday, and you're going to focus on the EPICS program. So give me kind of an overview of what EPICS is.
It is curricular, so students are earning course credits for working on community service projects, and so it's kind of designed with community partners. And so we have a wide range of partners, including city, tribal partners, and nonprofits. It's giving students an opportunity to sort of jump into engineering and learning what engineering is about and to see how it can have an impact in communities from freshman to senior.
So first day of class, you show up and you have to pick your project right away?
For new students, we give them maybe a week to learn about what the different teams and projects are. And then they kind of choose and start running with it.
So are the problems already solved? And that's kind of the agreement that you make with the partners, or do they get to brainstorm and decide what they want to do?
So, yeah, it's really a community-driven design, and so we have a human-centered design process that we teach. Students are sort of required to, you know, have those discussions with their project partners and to really figure out what the problem is that they're trying to solve, and then they brainstorm solutions. So it's really sort of the project partners maybe wouldn't have the capacity or the funding to, say, hire, you know, a consultant or, a private engineer to do this work. So it's really just, it's not competing with professional engineering services. It's just providing services. And we have these long-term partnerships. So these projects might go on multiple semesters. And really that allows the projects to sort of start and end in the middle of a semester or take multiple semesters. Students can stay on a project or, you know, rotate into different projects or, you know, just not do that project for a semester and come back. So there's a lot of flexibility, but because the projects keep going with different teams of students, it really provides better service to the community partners and more consistency in that way.
And a different outlook at times? A freshness, maybe, as students come in and say, why are we doing it this way?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're only 3 years into, this is maybe our third year of offering these courses, so we haven't had too much of that, but certainly projects have shifted pretty significantly based on, you know, discussions and these long-term partnerships and the, you know, kind of constant communication with the project partners.
And one example that I've seen is, let's solve the problem of homelessness.
Yeah.
Big problem.
It is, mm-hmm. especially, you know, it is in Rapid City. And that project is a partnership with Western South Dakota Community Action Agency. That project, you know, really was inspired by the former director who unfortunately passed away during our time working with her, Linda Edel. And she was so passionate about creating solutions for homelessness and really just, you know, she didn't think that people should be dying in the streets due to elements in, you know, in a fairly wealthy country.
And building tiny houses is the solution.
Yeah, and that's that was really driven by the agency. And the students then took on that vision and are trying to design an affordable solution for that.
And where are they at in the project?
They are moving into sort of doing structural analysis, energy efficiency, and hopefully, you know, maybe in the coming year, getting ready to build a prototype.
And then where would these houses be placed?
Well, so that's up to the agency,
okay.
I think. You know, it's sort of, we're not sure exactly, and that's where, you know, the partner kind of plays a role. And in some cases, having the design might help them to apply for different grants or funding opportunities to, you know, actually build and, you know, find land and space and ways to make it happen.
So it's really up to the students to say, here is the design, take it, it's yours, run with it.
It depends, yeah. So the, you know, it just depends on the nature of the project and the project partner's needs. So, yeah, it they can vary.
Okay, tell me about the plan and the idea to save City Hall.
Well, that is a partnership with Rapid City Sustainability Committee, and I've served on that committee for, well, I think since 2012. One of the other hats I wear is at School of Mines is I run a program and teach courses in sustainable engineering. We have a minor program, and so I was involved in the committee for years, and this EPICS program provided an opportunity for students to get involved in sustainability with the city and to really kind of work with this volunteer organization. You know, we have a lot of professionals with a lot of different expertise, and they have been very willing to help provide some guidance to the students. And then the students are, you know, just kind of helping to meet the committee's needs or their, you know, meet their goals. And one of those goals was to really evaluate and to promote sustainable use of energy and energy efficiency in city buildings.
Hmm. And how, and is this something then that can be shared with other communities, other areas around the state? Or is it specifically just for your partner?
No, none of our, this would definitely be shared. I think any successes that we have, you know, we're not trying to make money off of them. We're trying to give students opportunities and some professional experience. They definitely develop communication skills and kind of an empathy for design, understanding of how to work with stakeholders. And so they get a lot of skills out of this and, you know, while they're providing services to the community. But the goal is that, you know, we're always wanting to grow and to extend and share those results.
Is it more about, is it mostly about the skills that the students get, or do they discover other things like, I don't know, a passion in the process?
Well, we hope so. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the reasons for starting that program is to engage students. And, you know, often the curriculum, when you come into an engineering school, is very focused on the technical, and you jump in and you start learning all of these statics and the math and physics and the things that they need, but without a context for, you know, where they're going. And so this is an opportunity for the students to, so we often have freshmen working with seniors, and so their technical skills are different, but it provides opportunities to, you know, kind of keep them interested in engineering.
So this isn't really a one semester class. It's ongoing and you can take it multiple times?
Yes, absolutely. So most of the students are taking the class for just one credit hour per semester. There's a little bit of flexibility. And of course, their work and the expectations vary with that. But most of the students have been involved for multiple semesters.
Required? Yes? No?
No.
Optional.
Optional, and we've grown to 50 students, and for me, it's very inspiring and just an incredible opportunity for me to see, you know, we have over 50 young, brilliant, intelligent minds who are motivated, and they just want to make a difference in the world.
And it's grown, obviously, over the last 3 years, but as you started, did you think this should be a course, or did you think it should be a club?
So it was designed to be a course. And we actually are partnered with Purdue University, who started this EPICS program almost 3 decades ago. So we're using a lot of their course materials, their lessons learned. We get a lot of advising from the faculty at Purdue University who have been offering that program. We're kind of duplicating theirs and tailoring it to our community. Some of the important partnerships that we have too are with the tribes and with tribal projects. That's unique.
Are there other engineering programs in the state also doing EPICS?
Not currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would be your advice if a school came to you and said, hey, we want to do this too?
I would love to partner with other schools who want to do that and to get them involved, share curriculum, share ideas. We even have some design teams that are combined design. The students are coming from different universities. So we have design teams of Purdue University students, South Dakota School of Mines students, and Oglala Lakota College students, all working together. So we meet in distance classrooms every week. Mm-hmm. And the students, of course, that's challenging. They have to figure out how to work together on a project with, you know, big distance and logistical challenges. But that's part of their, you know, that's part of their learning as they create solutions.
And businesses are stepping in to help fund some of these projects?
So we have a current project that is a partnership. It's, you know, supported through a USDA grant. And that is working with the Oglala Sioux Tribe and Emergency Management Services on the Pine Ridge Reservation. We have a subcontract with Lewis Berger. It's kind of a global services company with a local office, and they have a lot of years of experience working with tribal partners. And so they are providing professional guidance and mentoring and advising to the student team as they work on their project. So there are opportunities for these kind of public-private partnerships, and that's pretty exciting too.
And what is the project?
They are working on emergency management services and planning for emergency management services on Pine Ridge Reservation. There is currently a severe lack of structural fire protection, and so that limits ability for homeowners to get insurance, for even the tribe to insure homes, businesses. So, of course, you know, if a business can't get fire insurance because a response time is, you know, an hour, that limits economic development, as well as, you know, just endangering lives as, you know, not having the fire services.
So engineering is building more than just a bridge or a structure.
Absolutely. So it's planning, and we hope that then the tribe can take those plans that have had a lot of community input and are trying to meet the broader needs. So, you know, fire protection is the first and kind of the driving goal, but there's, you know, a lot of needs for winter storm shelter, you know, opportunities for, you know, community to use Wi-Fi or training programs, you know, ambulance and police services to be sort of co-located. So we hope that then the tribe can take the plans and start to apply for grants or, you know, opportunities to fund building those. And, you know, we hope to look for opportunities for students to be involved in further designs with that project as well.
And you're also designing greenhouses as well?
Yeah, so that is one of the, we have a combined student team with Purdue University and Oglala Lakota College that came from partnership with Oglala Lakota College. Students and faculty who were very interested and very motivated to have a greenhouse and kind of cultural education and learning center to sort of help the tribal college promote food sovereignty on the reservation.
All right, Dr. Jennifer Benning, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dr. Jennifer Benning is the Associate Professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, also a leader of the Engineering and Science Projects and Community Service, our EPICS program, and she is the featured speaker at the Steam Cafe at the Hay Camp Brewing Company on Tuesday, September 18th. The EPICS program provides students an opportunity to partner on community projects and earn course credits. And you can learn more about that at the Hay Camp Brewing Company on Tuesday night.